It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch.
20 years of sports coverage. Sports Radio 560 WNSR on 95.9 FM.
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Last few shows, when the imaging comes on, which is the music, it's a fancy word for the music, the intro, I'm trying to desperately get something in on Twitter, and I'm late. It's becoming a reoccurring theme. So the host has got to speed that up. I understand. Got to do better there. Wednesday edition, Omni, Nashville Hotel, 888-702-5494. And importantly as well, on Twitter, at Bill is King. Be active on Twitter. Love hearing from you. Now, guesting looks like this. We have Kevin Hagan, a very popular segment. Top of hour two, we'll talk Alabama with him. Lots of compliments there. Yeah, we don't go mainstream when we don't feel like it. Now, sometimes the guest might be mainstream, but Kevin's not in the business, but he knows Alabama in and out. He has sources inside the walls. He is an excellent guest, and again, the response has been outstanding on that. We've been doing it for a while now with him. That's top of hour two. We also have on Josh Newberg. He is in the business with 24/7 Sports. So we'll get down to Tampa, St. Pete, hang out with him a little bit, talk Knowles and whatever else comes up in the state of Florida. And we have from Texas, Taylor Ham. We'll talk Aggies with Mr. Taylor Ham. That is later hour three. So what's going on this morning? You know, it's Wednesday. You probably know that. You're probably totally functioning and aware that it's Wednesday already. It's Wednesday, like, all over this place where I'm at. I know that. Maybe where Tony DeBose is, I think where he is in Australia, it's, I'm thinking 11:07, late Wednesday night. They're way ahead of us, yeah. So when college football starts, it'll, like, be sooner there, right? Is that... Is that the way it works? Anyways, I just threw up the spreads this morning for the Final Four. I have not really looked at it. Now, I was driving around yesterday, and I heard a guy on some show talking about the spreads. That's the first I had dialed into that world because I just hadn't checked it yet. Now, I figured Michigan and Villanova would be favored. I just didn't know the number. So I was looking at that this morning, pre-show. For the 6 a.m. Central Time show, we get up like 2. Yeah, we're studying all morning, man. It's like cramming for exams. And Michigan is favored by 6. Over and under is 128.5. There's some 129.5s there, too. And I also see Villanova -5 over Kansas. TJ from the Big Three Roll-Up, as tweeted this morning, says Loyola +5.5, Villanova -5. Bank on it. That's what he says. That's interesting. I worry about both. I'll tell you what. And I'm not Mr. Gambling Guy, meaning he does it. We have Brad on every Friday to talk about it, but I haven't gambled in decades, literally. But if I had to bet, I'd probably stick with TJ on the Villanova -5, even though that one worries me a little bit with Kansas. And I would, well, here's the thing. I think Michigan's going to win. I'm confident Michigan is going to end Precious Sister Jean's season, which I'm not glowing about because I like Sister Jean. Went to Catholic schools. I'm not anti-Sister Jean like the Knoxville host who tweeted F-word Sister Jean, which was incredibly despicable and rude and insensitive. I'm not saying you have to like her, but you don't drop that word in relation to her. But the 5.5, see, he may be right. Michigan wins, but maybe it's 3-4 in there. So I need to make sure I've got the nomenclature right. I think Michigan's going to win the game. The point is the point spread. And what do you think about that? And right now, I like Villanova, even though I don't love them. And I like Michigan to win, but I worry about that 5.5. That's the thing. Buckeye Brenda, will Sparty survive? Talking about the latest news coming out of there. Also, KKL says, two of my favorite guys on this morning, Taylor Ham and also Josh Newberg. She says, I'm prepared to be annoyed times two. Yeah, Berg annoys her. I know that. Berg has always annoyed her. But Berg is covering a topic that's pretty good, and that's the Noles, and we like us some Noles on the show. Now, we don't have an emotional investment there, but the Noles are a very good topic for the show. Florida State football is a very attractive topic for the show, like a bunch of them are. Tennessee has become, last several years, more popular on the show because they were winning 9 games, and then they were so bad last year, they became a popular topic on the show. See, you can get notoriety by not being good. You can be god-awful and get notoriety and become an interesting topic on the show. And Butch and his antics and the Vols collapse was interesting. I think they got a hellacious coach here. Now, again, I'm not picking lots of wins and championships for the Vols. I'm not going there with you right now. But I think they got a good coach in Jeremy Pruitt. I think they got a guy, considering what happened, that's pretty good and going to have a chance to dig them out of this thing. Now, can they be better than Georgia and Florida when they get back right? That's a different question. And most everybody would tell you that's doubtful. But back to the Noles. Let's go back there a little bit. And I could give you some really good history. But when they were getting really good, and it started in the 80s, Bobby took the job mid-70s out of West Virginia, but mid-80s really started trending. And then the decade of the 90s was a ridiculously awesome 10-year run for Florida State and Bobby Bowden. I mean, just dominant. Wins, players, championships, owned their league, except for the Virginia game. That one night, they owned that league. It was a remarkable, all-time, historic. You'll be going back in history books talking about that decade with them. Then the next decade, they call the lost decade, which wasn't horrible by most people's standards, but wasn't as good as what they were used to. But here's what's interesting. Let me give you some history. And this is fun because it teaches lessons. and it teaches you about making definitive decisions on the way something's going to be with a college football team. Any team out there, any team you're judging, any team you're watching, any team you're predicting about. Late 80s, early 90s, Florida State fans became really in tune with our show that we did. And back then it was on 1510 AM. And it was on 5 to 8 in the evenings. And in the fall and winter, because the sun would go down, and to explain that, the high-powered AMs power up at night, and all the low-power AMs either shut down or go down, right? And so when you have fall and winter and it gets darker earlier, the power went up, and that 50,000 watts that we had went literally to about 26, 28 states. Now, not perfectly clear in every section of every of those states, every one of those states, but you could hear it everywhere, all over Florida, over to Houston, up to West Virginia, Coldwater, Michigan, and that's how this whole concept that we do now got started. Went to Sirius XM, and then where we are now with the streaming and all that, which is fantastic. But back then, before we got rolling in the 90s with Florida State, and everybody else who was good, but with Florida State, we would be getting our Florida State calls along with every other team, and the Florida State fans were getting cocky, and you know what? That's not a critique. They were good. They were starting to feel it, man. They were starting to stick their chest out, saying, hey, we'll take you on. Remember, Bobby would go anywhere and play anybody. No worries, and in most cases, win those games. Most every case, win those games. And what would happen is they'd call in, and they would start fighting with the SEC people. Hey, you think you're big and bad. What do you think would happen if Florida State ended up in the SEC? Or what do you think would happen if Florida State played Alabama or, and they play Florida State, or they play Florida anyways, but or Tennessee or whoever? They kicked their tail. Or if they played Auburn, they kicked their tail. So those were fun arguments to have. Highly emotional, great arguments to have. Fun times, man. But here was the one thing. Now, this is before 93, the first natty for Bobby. Every time you would get so far in the conversation, the folks combating Florida State would say, yeah, but you know what? Bobby can't win the big one. Where's the national championship? I don't see a national championship. How can you be considered great? G word. How can you totally claim superiority if you're not winning natties? The other thing is Miami was winning natties. 83, 87, 89, 91. I mean, they were reeling them off with different coaches. Just south down in Miami from Tallahassee, right? They were reeling them off. And Spurrier was also, at that point, late 80s, early 90s, now starting to get things rolling at Florida. So you had that whole mix. You had Stallings winning the Natty in 92 with that incredible defense. So that became a big pool that we could splash in. You also had Tennessee replacing Majors with Fulmer. And things were going well there. That Tennessee team that you saw back then would not remind you of the mess they're in right now. Fulmer was already there, but he inherited immediately as the head coach, Heath Shuler, who was third in the draft? He wasn't any good once he got to the NFL, but he was a hellacious draft pick, at least everybody thought. His problem was he wasn't the sharpest knife in the drawer, but he had a lot of things going on at one time right there, and I'm just talking about the South. For all our Northern and Northeast fans and Midwest fans, we were talking about you too. But I'm just talking about originating from this theme of Florida State and how fun those fans are to deal with. This went on and on. And it would be Florida State fans saying, hey, what do you think would happen? Hey, I'll just end the conversation, guys. What do you think would happen if Florida State played Alabama or randomly Tennessee? And most of the time, in that run of years, it would be Florida State kicked their butt. We also had, along with all of that, because you got to remember, the SEC went split divisions, division play, and East and West in 92. So this is prior to Florida State winning the first Natty, their first Natty. And there was a lot of flirtation between the SEC and Florida State. What happened is Bobby Bowden didn't want to do it because they were way more dominant and would be more dominant if they stayed in the ACC. He was right. Because it worked both ways. There was a time Florida State would have loved to have been in the SEC. And by the time the SEC respected him enough to say, we would like to have you, then the tide had changed, right? They said, Bobby said, no, not a good idea. Not a good idea. We're better off in the ACC, which he was right. Now, again, you can't make that decision based on 100 years from now, but you make the decision based on the current situation you're in. And that was before the huge, huge TV money as well. So you couldn't predict what it might look like in 2017 and 18. It was fun times, man. And then the SEC splits. Here's the other thing. Here's another great lesson. Awesome lesson. When the SEC went east and west in 92, South Carolina, Arkansas, immediately, everybody, it seemed like in unison, started complaining. Terrible idea. And what's going to happen with the league is you've just basically wiped out your chance to win national championships. You've added more teams. It's going to be more difficult. And you have basically taken your future and the Natties off the record books. It's going to be too hard. It's too competitive. There are too many teams, too many ways to lose. You just basically created a league that everybody's going to try and go 8-4 in, which was 180 from the truth. I'm telling you, folks, that is the overwhelming sentiment about that Roy Kramer move back in 92. And it turned out to be completely wrong. Matter of fact, immediately, Alabama won the national championship. Literally, immediately. Alabama, Florida in the SEC championship game. Antonio Langham, Shane Matthews. Pick six. Remember all that, right? In Birmingham, Legion Field. I was there. Yeah, I was there. And then Alabama over Miami in the Sugar Bowl, winning the Natty. But it was an incredible time. And again, it's another good lesson because sometimes, and we're just talking college football, but I guess you could take this to any sport. Sometimes what you think you're seeing is not what you're seeing. And it happens to me and it happens to you all the time when we're talking college football, right? And it's another good lesson because what we think we're seeing about the season, and I'm not trying to get to the season too fast because I enjoy the spring and all that, but I'm just saying what we think we know about these rosters right now as it applies to September, October, etc., isn't necessarily the same feel you and I will have once we get in there. You know that, and I know it. Happens all the time, literally, all the time. Primo Seats for all your ticket needs, PrimoSeats.com. If you are going to San Antonio to see Sister Jean, or you're going to San Antonio to see John Beilein, or you're heading to see Rock Chalk, Jayhawk, KU, Villanova, whatever. Whoever, or you're just a fan and you're going, PrimoSeats.com. If you're going to Major League Baseball games, about to get started up again, PrimoSeats.com. If you're trying to get out in front of your football tickets for next year, for the season coming up, PrimoSeats.com. That is where you go. Use the name Bill Isking and you get 5% off. 5% off by using Bill as King. If you're Eric and you're coming to the 615 out of Indiana to see the Foo Fighters in May, PrimoSeats.com. Use the name Bill is King. We'll get the first break. Crazy Charlie will take care of that with his magical touch there in studio in the 615. Omni, Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. As that rain gets closer and closer to the metro area, give yourself extra time out here this morning right now. It's just now starting to slow down on 65 southbound here at Trinity Lane, moving that earlier wreck at Hillsboro Pike at Harding Place. Looking a little bit better, 24 through the Hickory Hollow area from that crash. If you're looking for the best bargains, look no more. Check out GimmeA5.com. They're in Clarksville, Lebanon, Dixon, Madison. GimmeA5.com. You never know what you're going to find. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Just Box It in Lebanon salutes our emergency first responders, law enforcement, firefighters, and paramedics for their professionalism, commitment, and bravery. They are willing to put their lives on the line for us with little or no thanks. So let's all take the time to thank our first responders for all they do for us. This message is from Just Box It, located at 680 Tennessee Boulevard in Lebanon. Self-storage units you can depend on. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Give them a call at 615-453-9912. Batson Guitar in Lyles salutes our veterans and the troops who are serving our country. We owe them a gracious thank you for their courage and the sacrifices they're making to secure the safety of our country for future generations. This message from Batson Guitar, where their quality services earn them a fine reputation. Give them a call at 615-477-2752. That's 615-477-2752. Or check them out online at batsonguitar.com. That's Batson Guitar. Like them on Facebook.
Since 1976, Angelo's Picnic Pete's, an Italian restaurant, has continued the tradition of the La Mattina family of real Italians making real pizza and dishes with their own secret and successful recipes passed from generation to generation. Angelo's Picnic Pete's, an Italian restaurant at 2713 Murfreesboro Road in Antioch, has long been the go-to place in Nashville for authentic Brooklyn-style pizza, even up to selling pizza by the slice. In fact, the La Mattina family received a proclamation from Metro Government for dedication to service, length of time open for a family-owned business, and great selection of authentic Italian food. But it's more than just great pizzas at Angelo's, with amazing pasta dishes, calzones, strombolis, and sandwiches. Plus daily specials and a buffet Monday through Saturday from 11 to 2 and Sunday 4:30 to 8:30. Catering also available. Visit angelospicnicpizza.com to learn more and print off special coupons, or just give Nick and the crew a call. 615-399-0100. That's Angelo's Picnic Pizza, an Italian restaurant in Antioch, for the real deal Italian.
With a fresh young roster and some dynamic ball players, Atlanta Braves baseball is ready to roll into 2018.
The 3-2 pitch, here it comes, and there it goes. It's fair, it's long, it's in the chop house.
Your Middle Tennessee home to catch all the action of the 2018 Atlanta Braves baseball season is right here on Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM. He knows all there is to know about Johnny Five Star, and now you can too. It's Bill King.
Nashville Hotel. We'll guest it up here starting hour two with Kevin Hagan, Josh Newberg, Taylor Ham, 888-702-5494, Twitter at Bill is King. Couple of interesting things this morning on Twitter. First off, Jim down in West Palm. Bill, Florida State fans knew we would win it all with Bobby. With that said, we were not great until we did it. That is why Georgia is not great yet. absolute Hokies, says, I'm staying away from these lines, Bill. He's talking about Michigan minus 6 and Villanova minus 5. I'd be shocked if Loyola Chicago beats Michigan. I don't see that happening. I don't see Michigan falling here. Now, the 5.5 or 6, I don't know. That's where I'm not comfortable calculating Michigan's going to win by 7, etc. I'm pretty sure they're going to win. If they won by 15, I wouldn't be shocked at all. But I wouldn't bet you anything on it. Coach B says, Bill, I tune in this morning and I hear some Florida State talk and also get to hear my dude, Kevin Hagan. Hashtag jackpot. Pretty good stuff there, huh? Yeah, that will be good. Appreciate that, Coach. The Fixer tweets at Bill is King. Take both favorites, Bill. Villanova minus the points. Michigan minus the points. Jeff 2, Alpha Bean Counter. Florida State, Bill, won 9 conference titles in a row, 92 to 2000, 12 of 14 from 92 to 2000, 02, 03, 05. Knowles won 2 natties during this stretch, 93, 99. Smartest thing Florida State ever did was not join the SEC. No way they matched this feat in the SEC. Yeah, now I'll say this. I agree that making the decision not to come to the SEC and stay in the SEC was the right thing to do in the 90s. And that helped. Not only were they damn good, but it also helped facilitate that run. But if they would have been in the SEC, they would have been the best program. I don't know if that would have thwarted Natty's, but they would have been the best program. Think about it now. In the 90s, it was basically, once you got past 92, it was basically Florida and Tennessee in that order. Now, Florida won at 96, Tennessee won at 98. But those were national championship rosters many years during that stretch run, late 90s in particular. Now, Florida State, with all due respect to Tennessee and Florida during that era, Florida State was better than them on average. Florida State won most of those games. Now, I understand Tennessee played Florida State in the Natty in 98 and beat them. So it doesn't mean every year. And remember, Florida State 96 was a repeat game. But Florida State, as good as Florida and Tennessee were, again, in that order now, Florida State on average was better than them during that stretch. But I get it. No, I get it. That's a conversation that we had a bunch. I'm just saying. Those were some fun times. And I think Willie Taggart could get them back. Now, it's harder today. And you got to remember now, when Florida State was doing that, Alabama wasn't right. Alabama was transitioning from Stallings to DuBose to Coach Fran during that time, 90s. So it would have been way more doable then just because Bama was all messed up. Although Coach Fran, I think, had him on a really good direction before he bailed to A&M. It was messy. It was ugly. It was controversial. There was scandal. It's just one mess to clean up after another. Today, it would be harder. But I think Willie Taggart is certainly poised to do this. Greg tweets, Bill, and I saw this yesterday. How long before the NCAA allows the new NFL rule, which they just adopted, of not lowering heads? Beginning of the end. Oh, college football will do it. That's one of those things yesterday when I saw that. I wanted to just avoid. I wanted to be an ostrich and put my head in the sand. Speaking of lowering heads, I wanted to lower my head into the sand. Can you imagine how screwed up the game we love? And again, I don't watch much NFL, but the college game, they'll go with this too. Idiots. Absolute idiots. And how screwed up every game will be. We'll still love it because it's college football. We'll adapt. It'll just be an irritant. But how screwed up games will be once college football adopts the don't lower your head, and they start literally judging that play after play. Do you realize how screwed up our Saturdays will be compared to what we're used to? Yeah, that's one. I was hoping nobody would bring that up. I was going to avoid that like it never happened. Just saying, man. I was just going to say, I don't recall seeing that rule. What's up with this? Lordy, lordy. KKL. Hey, Brad, talking about Brad Powers. What's the best way to ride Loyola and Sister Jean to win straight up? You know I hate the points. Well, what you do is you bet the money line. That's what you do there. Like I'm Mr. Gambling Dude. Yeah, I'm Mr. Expert here. Jim down in West Palm says, Bill, you are speaking the truth about FSU. FSU would have been the best team in the SEC in the 90s. Yeah, you know, we play what ifs all the time. What if is fun. I'm not into the what if and if my grandma had you know what, she'd be my uncle and I whatever, man. That was a real possibility back then. Now, it was possible before we got to 92. Now, it wasn't possible in the mid-90s, per se. But as good as the SEC was, except Alabama wasn't right, so it could have been better, because when Alabama's right, you're always better. That's just a fact. It's like if Kentucky's not right in basketball, you're not as good as you can be in the league. But that would have been a hell of a league. Florida State, it would have been Florida State and Florida and Tennessee battling, probably in that order most years. And it might have been costly as far as winning natties. I don't know. Because I'm assuming, right? I'm assuming Florida State would have been in the SEC East. I don't know that. That would have been a really packed SEC East with Florida State, Florida, and Tennessee. Georgia wasn't right then because they were going through Ray Goff and Jim Donnan. And Jim Donnan was always 8 or 9 wins good. They just weren't good enough. Mark Richt took them to another level for sure. Even though he got roundly criticized on this show, he absolutely got them to a higher plateau. But it got boring, it got stale, everything else. Auburn, during that period of time, remember early 90s with Terry Bowden and everything, had some really good teams. Also were battling some things off the field, too. But those were some days there now. And those Florida State teams, man, I mean, if you think about it, they always had two things stood out to me on those teams. And you could say, well, quarterback like a Charlie Ward or later Chris Winkie or whoever. But to me, it was two positions, and they were loaded everywhere. But I'm just telling you, the two positions of all those superstars at Florida State during that run, two areas stood out over the other areas to me on that on those rosters. Randomly now, defensive end and corner. That's what absolutely got me every year. Now, they always had good players. Now, there weren't superstar running backs in there. Now Warwick Dunn, who was a high school quarterback, was damn good. And they had other really good running backs, too. But and receivers, Peter Warwick, we can go down a long list of those, too. What I always thought was the most dynamic on those teams, though, were defensive end and corner. And if you think about it, how important are those positions? A stout, dominant, quick twitch, get off the ball, defensive end, and a lockdown corner. They probably did that during that period as well as anybody's done it during a certain period. Mickey Andrews and that defense was incredible. Yeah, those are some just unbelievable years of college football. Buckeye Brenda, Bill has beeline asked Harbaugh to stay away from the Final Four. Sister Jean greater than Harbaugh. Harbaugh's conducting spring practice, right? I don't know what Harbaugh's doing. He's got money now, lots of it. He could easily Learjet from Ann Arbor, catch a game, and then get back. I'm not sure what his plans are. He doesn't. Harbaugh, to my knowledge, has yet to reach out to me to just randomly communicate. I'm hurt by that, too. Soul Street Coffee, which actually here locally is over in Cool Springs. Good place. Says, we don't speak, Bill, about the dark ages at Alabama, Price, Shula, etc. Well, I do because it makes good radio. But it does not cover up what Nick has fixed. I understand that. Nick has fixed a lot of things. Matter of fact, Nick has fixed things so well that it depresses me to think about the day he's not there. Now, again, I'm not emotionally attached to Alabama either. But you have to. I don't care who you pull for and who you don't. And you don't even have to admit this, but if you look at Alabama and you look at Nick and you look at what he has done, you've got two thoughts. Maybe you don't want to compliment him because you're an Auburn fan, you don't like him. I understand that. But if he landed at Auburn someday, just in a fantasy world, you'd be throwing the biggest party ever. So would anybody else. Last stop he's ever going to make is Alabama. But I'm just saying. Just saying. If he landed at your place, you would have the biggest confetti champagne party ever. That's another good question for the show. If the circumstances back in December of 05, and then what would that have been? Well, his first year was actually 07, correct? So December of 06 with Rich Rod and all that, we talked about it many times. Let's just say for some reason, Alabama fans certainly don't want to go down this road, that Nick would not have come to Alabama for whatever reason. He stays in Miami, but a couple of years go by, and the Miami thing just never quite is right. Obviously, Miss Terry never liked it down there. She wanted out. Where would he have ended up? And who would have? I know there was no other option because Alabama was going to get Nick. They you got to do everything you can do to get him. Whatever it takes, you get him. And they did it. It worked. But I'm just saying, where do you think Alabama would have gone? Mal Moore and those making the decision. Paul Bryant Jr., all those guys. Where do you think they would have gone next? That's another very good question. Another good question is, if Tennessee would not have hired Jeremy Pruitt, and he's yet to coach a game, what do you think their next step was? Where do you think Fulmer would have gone next after that whole mess? Circle back on Gruden for the 200th time? Start the groomers again? Ah, lordy, lordy. Life Insurance with Jason.com. I hope you have been to that site. Shame on you if you have yet to do that. LifeInsuranceWithJason.com. That's what he does. Does not matter what your age is, in your early 30s, 20s, or 70s. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what your situation is. Totally healthy, living the life, or let's say that you've got some pre-existing conditions that you worry about getting cleared on with a insurance agency. That's what he does. He shops you and your situation around to all his relationships in the insurance community. He knows them. He knows what they do. He knows how to get to them. He knows how to get what he wants from them. He knows how to get you a really good price. He knows how to get you protected. That's the point. And it's very easy. It's so easy. He's laid this out for you and me. LifeInsuranceWithJason.com. LifeInsuranceWithJason.com. And remember, contact him and get the ball rolling. Get yourself protected. We've got a bunch of guesting coming up in a few minutes, top of hour number two. Charlie will get you to the break. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Well, good morning. With this rain out here, give yourself plenty of extra travel time. It's already starting to bog down at times here on 65 southbound at Trinity Lane. 24 is already heavy up through the Hickory Hollow area, and traffic's on the increase as well. Down I-40 here at the airport here by Donaldson Pike. If you're looking for the best bargains, check out gimmeafive.com. They're in Clarksville, Lebanon, Dixon, Madison. Gimmeafive.com. You never know what you're going to find. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Are you going to vote in the election?
No, I've never registered to vote.
That's too bad. Tennessee has the lowest voter turnout of any state in the nation. We've got to change that.
How?
Get registered to vote. Get the form online and mail it in. It's that easy. Do it now so you can help elect our next governor, senator, and local leaders.
Register to vote today. Tennessee should not be last in the nation in voter turnout. This announcement is from the Tennessee Association of Broadcasters and this Tennessee station.
Okay, let's say your business does $5,000, $20,000, $100,000 or more in monthly revenue. There are probably times when you need more cash flow to run your business, right? Right. If you're a business owner in this situation, you need to call the Merchant Cash Advance Line right now. We're not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We're a direct lender with the power to approve deals. We look at your business and we decide how much money to lend you, good credit or bad credit. If your business is solid, we can lend you up to $500,000. You can use the money for anything you think is right to run your business. If you need money and you don't want to deal with a bank, call now. Learn how easy it is to get up to $500,000 in as little as 2 to 3 days.
Call now. 800-452-4846. 800-452-4846. 800-452-4846. That's 800-452-4846.
Experience the true spirit of Nashville at Bar Lines, an upscale honky-tonk, live music 7 days a week, and an award-winning menu. Conveniently located across from Bridgestone Arena, only blocks from Nissan Stadium, Bar Lines is the perfect spot for sports and live music fans alike. Featuring 22 flat-screen TVs, the best of Music City's up-and-coming talent, Bar Lines offers an unforgettable Nashville experience. Bar Lines has the best hot wings in Music City and handcrafted libations featuring the best local spirits and finest Tennessee whiskeys. Come on down to Bar Lines, located in the Omni Nashville Hotel.
This is the Johnny Ballpark Frank Show.
Now, with seeing some things, maybe it's time we start thinking about doing reseeds when we get to the Sweet 16. First of all, how about the tournament committee stop saying yes to all the individuals paying TV rights? How about you see better conference champs from some of these conferences that are not power conferences? And then maybe we wouldn't have this problem.
Weekdays starting at 4 from Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR 560 on 95.9 FM.
The old BCS computer runs on diesel fuel and dreams. We know this because it lives in Bill King's garage.
Omni Nashville Hotel. Wednesday edition. On Twitter at Billis King. You can dial me up 888-702-5494. Hour two, Kevin Hagan. Hour three, Josh Newberg. And also hour three, Taylor Ham. Good couple of minutes this morning on the show, though. And we can switch this to the Northeast or wherever, because during that same 90s period, and if you're just tuning in, we were just reminiscing about the 90s and Florida State's dominance, how there was a flirtation with the SEC. Bobby Bowden did not want to join because the ACC was the right spot to be, which he was dead right about. He made the right decision. But that was highly controversial because obviously the SEC fans are saying, you're scared to be here. You don't want any part of it because you know you wouldn't win and all that. And they were a better program than even Florida and Tennessee back then. On average. Now Florida had some hellacious teams, so it's more debatable there. But it was hellacious no matter what for them. But that same period of time at wherever, Michigan. Now, got to remember, Michigan won the Natty in 97. And actually, it was a split deal. Nebraska had part of that, too. Dr. Tom's very last year played Tennessee in the Orange Bowl down there at Nebraska. But Michigan won a Natty that year in 97. And Ohio State went a long period of time through that whole, those several decades now, where there was no Natty. And then they got 1 year, two under the sweater vest, which was 02. And they were, before the sweater vest, they were languishing. I don't know if I would compare it to Mark Richt. It's probably not the best comparison. Not sure. The John Cooper era at Ohio State, Buckeye fans, would compare to what other era at what other school? Win a lot of games, didn't beat Michigan, and never won a Natty. Won a ton of games and recruited incredible players. Had players left and right. But couldn't beat the enemy, which is the Buckeyes, and absolutely could win a Natty during that period of time. Sweater vest sitting over there winning Natties at Youngstown State comes in, immediately calls out Michigan, and immediately starts winning. And wins a Natty, and has them in national championship games repeatedly until he decided to sell his soul for Terrell Pryor. Which, again, to this day, I'll never be able to square in my mind why you would do that. But he did it. Those were some cool times, though. Need to get one more break here in hour number one, and then we'll start guesting it up. Omni, Nashville Hotel.
Well, good morning. With this rain out here, give yourself plenty of extra travel time. It's already starting to bog down at times here on 65 southbound at Trinity Lane. 24 is already heavy up through the Hickory Hollow area, and traffic's on the increase as well. Down I-40 here at the airport here by Donaldson Pike. If you're looking for the best bargains, check out GimmeA5.com. They're in Clarksville, Lebanon, Dixon, Madison. GimmeA5.com. You never know what you're going to find. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Part of you won't be satisfied till you eat food that's hot and meaty. You want Penn Station East Coast subs, grilled steak and onions, baked bready goodness, and fresh cut fries. Answer your craving. Penn Station. Hot, meaty goodness.
Visit Penn Station East Coast Subs in Bellevue, Hermitage, Mount Juliet, and the two locations in Murfreesboro. And for the entire month of March, enjoy any sandwich in a wrap, delicious fresh-cut fries, and drink for the special price of only $6.99. Penn Station, hot, meaty goodness.
For more than 30 years, Hubcap Heaven and Wheels has been committed to serving the needs of their customers by providing quality used wheels, wheel covers, and center caps for cars and trucks at a fraction of the cost of new parts. They also straighten and refinish aluminum alloy wheels.
Hubcap Heaven
and Wheels serves automotive dealers, tire stores, body shops, rental car companies, fleet vehicles, and the retail pub. Stop by Hubcap Heaven and Wheels at 396 Murfreesboro Road and say hello to owners Carol and Jim Jones. Just give them a call at 615-254-6636. Or you can visit them online at yourwheelstore.com.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-648-9175. 800-648-9175. 800-648-9175. That's 800-648-9175.
Nashville weather.
Here is a look at your SkyWatch weather forecast for today. Showers, windy, high today in the upper 60s. Tonight, more showers, low in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, showers, possibly a thunderstorm, high in the upper 60s. And tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, low in the upper 40s. And it looks like sunshine will return back in the forecast over the weekend, both Saturday and Sunday. I'm Commander Chuck with your SkyWatch weather.
Like tackle football? Bill King does, and you can connect with at Bill Is King on Twitter or 888-702-5494.
Omni Nashville Hotel, Twitter at Bill Is King, Buckeye Brenda. Bill, I still wish Leach would have gone to the Vols, would have made great theater. It would have. I think it worked out either way, but that would have been selfishly for the show. We'd have had some fun, obviously. Coach's hot seat. Bill, if you believe the rumors on the street back then, if Saban doesn't take the Alabama job, next coach on the list was Bob Petrino, then at Louisville, and who took the Atlanta Falcons job just a few days after Saban took the Bama job. January of 07. I don't remember that, but I don't remember who the next guy would be. That could be right. I mean, I just don't recall. I'll ask Kevin in about 5 minutes. Jeff, too, says, Bill, looking at the Florida and Florida State head-to-head, the SEC title game matchups would have been greatly altered had Florida State joined the SEC. 92 would have been Bama, Florida State. 93 would have been Bama, Florida State. 94, Florida State game tied at 31. Game would have gone to overtime. Rematch in the Sugar Bowl for Natty never happens because Florida State won. Anyways. And back to that tweet by Greg earlier about the NFL adopting the you can't lower your head rule. And I just tweeted, they're destroying the game one rule at a time. You know college football, the knuckleheads in charge will adopt that rule. They may call a special session to do this. Heretofore now, I thought, and this is only, the only time I think the NFL is more fun or better than the college game, and I don't mean top-end players. Obviously, the pro game is the highest level, but we all love the college game, right? But the one area where I think the pro game is done better than the college game was the way they handled targeting. They don't call it hardly ever. I like that better. But I certainly don't like pro football better. Not even close. Hour 2, Kevin Hagan. That's the way we're going to lead this thing off. Omni, Nashville Hotel.